I feel very silly right now. I'm getting into the silly, desperate phase of my hangover, so we're going to have to capitalize on this.
When I was at school, we used to play a game to see what the most gross-sounding phrase you could possibly say during sex was. And it turns out that there's so many words that British people have for genitals, which are just the most disgusting thing. So, like, minge.
Ugh, I love that word.
But my favourite by far.
Ruffle my minge.
Ruffle my goodness.
But you know what I mean? Like, those could be feasibly said.
Flick my minge.
But nothing ever beat, like, top. We used to sort of, like, try and get, like, surpass ourselves in discussing. The trump card was always, jam it in my dirt box.
Oh my god.
Dirt box is so tragic. Like, for humanity.
Dirt box.
What? Oh, yeah, jam it in my dirt box.
But, like, America. Yeah. Hi, mum.
Yeah, please, can we cut all of this out?
Try and tap into something where you're...
Also, the verb jam, like to jam, you know, like no one...
To jam implies like a certain flaccidity of the penis. Like it's not all the way up there yet.
Yeah.
So just like stuff it in, like you're pushing rope. Like just...
The idea for someone to request that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you're not really jamming it enough.
Hello and welcome to Butterflies on the Wheel, where life's array of unsung bastards are finally held accountable for their actions. This week, two of us will present a real-life person they've encountered who has been guilty of some form of mild twatishness. As this week's judge, I will decide who has presented the most convincing case, and the winner will have the right to compete again in the next podcast. The offences we report here are all the more criminal because they are not recognised as crimes. But that stops with us. My name is Jack Gardner, and I'm joined today by two experts in the field of being wankers.
Nice one.
Sebastian Hunder.
Hi, everyone.
And Raghu Kaurishavan.
I cannot believe you said hi like that.
Hi, everyone.
I feel like when you said hi like that, I wanted to like pour hot custard on your head.
Oh, wow. Would you consider pouring hot custard
no,
in my dirt
in
box?
Your
dirt.
God, I just love the avalanche.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
The avalanche of hashtags we're creating this season. Hashtag politics, hashtag comments, hashtag dirtbox.
Hashtag
German. Hashtag dirtbox.
Our Instagram is going to be getting a lot more.
A lot racier.
And yeah, they're going to come from a very different segment of the population, I feel. Well, from really dark corners of humanity.
They have dollar.
I have some news for everyone, actually. Oh. It may come as some surprise to my family, who I know are not proud of me for doing this, but I have a job.
What?
Whoa. I am gainfully employed again.
That is a revelation.
And actually, in the space of 2 weeks, I got two jobs.
Oh, bloody hell, you're showing off now.
You're fucking overachiever.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of like negotiation. I'm a business bitch. It's a new me.
Just prancing into the office. I'm a business bitch.
Obviously, like, it's very... I mean, it's classless to work for money, but I am really pleased with myself. I'm excited to be around human beings again in a professional environment.
Nice.
Because it's getting a bit lonely.
Yeah, I'm just imagining you like sitting in your flat, like flicking.
Don't imagine what I was doing.
But it was funny because people were coming up to me, all the many fans of this podcast. But in this, like speaking about people in the podcast, they were like, "What does Bash actually do?" No.
No.
We're not joking.
No.
Also, to be fair, even when he was employed, I have no idea what you did.
No.
It's not worth explaining.
Oh, I didn't care anyway.
Yeah, that wasn't an invitation.
The rules are simple. One, no more than 3 minutes for your opening arguments. Two, the crime must be trivial. And three, the punishment must fit the crime. As last week's winner, Raghu, two in a row, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Over the series... You get to be the person who calls the toin costs.
The toin costs.
And the toin this week is my passport.
Well, why don't you just show off more? Top.
Yeah. It was the top, yes.
Well, Sebastian, you can go first.
Sick. I actually really wanted to go first.
Yeah, no, I got the feeling.
Okay, well, are you timing me, Nazi leader?
No, I'll just cut you.
What, like physically?
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's sounds kind of
okay, so today I would like to take us back to a place I think we can all agree is devoid of justice. The elementary school, or primary school. But unlike some people on this podcast, I'm not going to use this as a platform to go after youth. Today, I would like to present the foul, libelous, scandal-mongering crimes of my kindergarten teacher, Miss Verche. As usual, I will begin with a defense of my character. Now, it may surprise some of you that I was a bit of a difficult child.
I'm shocked.
Was?
Obviously, someone as precocious and gifted as me was bound to run into problems early on. My biggest problem was with authority of literally any kind. Parents, teachers, and I started school early. As I said, precocious. 2 months before my fifth birthday.
Like, your words say, like, defense of my character, but what you're actually saying...
Oh my god, Raghu, you figured it out. Good for you. Don't interrupt me. Anyway. Stop laughing at how funny I am. Okay, anyway, back to Ms. Frechet. She had previously taught my equally unruly brother, so she knew what she was getting into. I, however, did not. And so it was, one dark morning in 1996, when I was walking down the hallway with my assigned walking buddy, Ewan. Now, Ewan was also, that's his real name, Ewan was also a troublemaker. But he was careful. He was the Slytherin to my Gryffindor-Ravenclaw hybrid of brave intelligence. And though I was made to walk through this hallway against my will, I was feeling obedient on this particular day. So I gripped Ewan's hand as we were marched down the hallway of the third floor like cattle. Ewan, however, was playing a fun game of let's bang every single desk we pass on the way. And every single time, Miss Frechet turned around to identify who it was just 1 second too late, which gave Ewan, the rotten bastard, the perfect opportunity to point one of his fingers at me every single time. So Miss Frechet keeps playing this game of red light, green light with me, with me protesting my innocence every time, until finally she stops at the head of this child labor chain gang and marches back to deal with me. Now, my screams get significantly louder at this point. My classmates are watching wide-eyed as I descend into one of my classic tantrum poses. Crouching toddler, flailing homo. Miss Frechet swoops down to my level and picks up my thrashing little body. And I, sensing punishment, respond the only way I can. By unhinging my little jaw and sinking my toddler teeth into her arm with every ounce of clenching might I could muster. Astounded, Miss Frechet drops me to the floor, and I book it. I run down three flights of stairs, and I'm going so fast the security guard almost doesn't see me flying out of the school entrance.
What? Objection! Objection! Fuck.
5 years old.
Objection! A security guard... I mean, I know America's in a fucked state, but security guards at kindergarten...
Well, is it like... It's definitely a school of hundreds of kids, so...
A figment of your imagination.
Unfortunately for me, she caught me in her talons and promptly manhandled me into the principal's office. And the rest gets pretty hazy because I'm pretty sure I blacked out from rage. So for the crime of treating me like a lying baby when I had nothing but right and the law on my side, I condemn Miss Frechet before the judge, jury, and this court. Thank you very much.
I mean, surely it's not Miss Frechet's fault. It's
Ewan.
How old was Ewan?
No. Ewan is a true criminal, right? He is a true... He should go to jail. Miss Frechet wrongly accused me of something trivial, and therefore she is a trivial criminal. But Ewan is an actual perjurer.
Thank you,
Judge.
Have you forgiven...
Points.
Congratulations on...
Mark it down.
Winning this podcast. So do you have any feelings of animosity towards Ewan?
Ewan actually lives in London now.
Oh, wow.
And I saw him recently, and it did not go well.
Really?
No, I will always hate his guts for what he did to me.
Yeah.
But no, he's nice. He's a scientist.
Nice.
Don't
need his life story.
I love you, Ewan. I love you. I miss you.
He gave up on a very promising career as a criminal.
Yeah, he was really crafty. He really... It was like split-second timing because every single time he was literally like there. I remember him like moving to the side and pointing at me. And I was just like gobsmacked.
I mean...
I was gobsmacked.
Miss Versace is a... she's a moron.
Yeah, like, she's an asshole.
I always find this when teachers get tricked by children, no matter how old they are.
Really small children as well, like 5-year-olds. Yeah.
don't, well, as in, as is in this case.
Well, also, don't. Like, why is Ewan's word more valuable than mine? I think that she had it out for me from the beginning, because she knew my older brother, who was a fucking terror.
Also, quite importantly, you clearly were a prick.
No, yes. I was, like, a nightmare.
Yeah, no.
Like, tantra. It's plural. I mean, it was like every day with me. I called my teachers like bitches. Like one time I pushed a teacher out of my way when she pinned, this was when I was 2 years older. She like pinned me to the wall and I like slapped her. And
what kind of school was this? Why was she pinning you to a wall?
Security guards.
Yeah, teachers. I was so out of control. Like they literally didn't know what to do with me because I was just so intelligent and I was so bored in class.
That's some way. That's one way of putting it.
That's so I made, not what was happening.
I made a lot of trouble.
Your parents said that to me once. I met up with your parents and we talked about your childhood. You weren't there. And they
had a very serious meeting.
Amazing. Yeah, we were just like, what do we do? But they mirrored this. They were like, Bash was too intelligent for his class. And like, Carla, Tony, absolutely love you. You're wrong. He was a prick.
He's just a dick.
He's just a dick.
Yeah, I mean, I but am also, this, a genius. Like, also, my mom never told me my IQ score because she was like, I don't want you to know.
Also, IQ is not a real fucking thing.
Yeah, but mine is high. Anyway, that's my story. That's my truth, rather.
Nice.
Raghu, are you cross-examining in any way?
No, I like it. I like.
Okay,
I
you're
like,
a shit lawyer, then.
I like the idea of, like, little Sebastian getting beaten around. Like, it just tickles me.
Nice.
No, but seriously,
you should totally have kids.
This security, well, yeah. This
I mean, if I do, they would be really intelligent. So I need
and
notes.
Beaten to a pulp.
Raghu.
So as listeners of this podcast will know, who have seen my face. Obviously, not all of them will have. But I am reasonably harmless looking. Mm. I don't look like...
You're hot. Don't do that to yourself.
No. As in, I don't look dangerous.
Oh. I take it back.
I know I'm hot. No, so I look. I don't look like I can do very much damage, which is often misleading, especially if I've had drinks, because... It's not always harmless, but I look harmless. Like, I don't look like I'm a danger to, like, the elderly or anything like that.
That's something to be proud of.
Only children.
Put it on your CV.
Yeah, I have.
Not obviously harmful to the elderly.
Mostly harmless.
Skilled in harming them when necessary, but subtly. Not obviously.
But not obviously. Like, if you wanted, like, a model for, like, integration, like, as an immigrant, if you wanted a model for integration, you would pick... Somebody like me.
Yeah.
Mm. Or like Sajid Javid, except like less racist.
Yeah.
Right?
I would not pick Sajid Javid.
Hashtag
continue.
Integration. Hashtag politics. But this morning, as I was getting ready to come to this podcast recording, actually, hashtag content, I was reminded that what...
Are we the worst?
It's going to get really,
I think it's getting really,
really
bad. I think we're going to cut this out. I think this is the last episode.
We're not doing it to be funny anymore. We mean I mean, I am hashtagging the air.
I genuinely think that when I say hashtag content, when somebody searches for that hashtag, this bit of the episode shows up. But no, so as I was coming to record this episode, I was reminded that what defines us is often the color of our skin and not the content of our character. Even though I am a garbage human being, so to be fair, maybe the guy just knew me. But basically what happened was, I got up this morning, only mildly hungover, packed up all of the recording equipment that we have. It used to be at my house, now it's at Jack's. And one of the mic stands didn't fit in the bag, so I carried it in my hand. Mm-hmm. And I get to the tube, I sort of beep myself through, and this overzealous employee of Transport for London stops me and says, excuse me, sir, could you open your bag, please? And I was just like...
Racist.
Why?
Why?
Why? I assume he stopped me because of the mic stand, because from like a certain angle, from like really far away, if you're half blind and like incredibly dumb...
Medically
it
thick.
It kind of looks like a gun.
That's insane. Really?
No, it doesn't. I'm trying to find reasons
don't
for
make
this idiot's
for
fucking.
Criminals.
I'm trying to be fair. I'm a fair and balanced man. So, got the bag, got the mic stand. This guy stops me. I'm just like, why? He's just like, please, sir, can you please open your bag? At this point, like, I realize I clock what's happening, but then I also realize that I really don't want to open my bag because all it's got is a large box and loads of wires.
So you like, do look a little terroristy.
Yeah. It just got all the wires for all the mics, and I'm just like, oh, fuck. So I open the bag. His eyes sort of go like this. I'm just like, relax. Relax. It's just mics.
And of course, he immediately was like, oh, I thought it was a bomb, but you said relax. Have a good day.
No, relax. I'm not bombing this station.
So I'm just like, relax. It's just a bunch of mics.
They aren't even connected to anything. This is, yet.
This is a mic stand for now. And I'm going to record a podcast. At which point, he's just like, oh, that's fine. And then... then it like clocks what's happening, like that I'm going to record a podcast, and he just looks at me with this like mixture of like pity and loathing, and I'm just like, are you fucking serious? Like, first he racially profiles me, then he's looking down at me because I'm going to record a podcast. Bitch, what has he done with his life today? Fuck him.
I wonder how many times he runs into this problem with like
every day,
asshole
I'm guessing,
kids going
like,
to record
every
their
fucking
own
day,
podcast.
Like, people who live in London are like alienated by this city and like don't want to pay money to get therapy. Podcast.
I'm so used to that reaction though. Every time I tell anyone I'm doing a podcast, they're like, oh.
It's okay, honey, you'll grow out of it. So, I mean, there is a small silver lining to this, which is that all of my friends have been racially profiled, but I haven't because I can't grow a beard.
Hey, well done, man.
Yeah. So I got profiled for the first time in my life.
Nice.
But for the crime of first profiling me and then looking down on this great podcast, condemn this overzealous Tube employee.
Ragu, that is a strong case, Sebastian.
Well, I know we said we weren't going to do this, but
he's going to do it.
I don't
he's
really
do it.
Think that qualifies as a trivial crime.
He did it.
Since racial profiling is against the law.
It's not actually.
It's not. It is the law.
It is the law.
Anti-discrimination laws are in existence right now. What do you know?
Stop and search.
You're just a judge of
law.
A real court.
I know nothing about this, but I'm pretty sure stop and search is like a policy.
Hashtag politics is
getting out of control.
Hashtag commentary, etc. But I do feel that you are relatively harmless looking. I mean, you look like a child.
Mm. Yeah.
So I sympathize with the guy for stopping you because he was like, oh, this is something new, like a child terrorist. That's cool.
Or at the best, maybe he just saw a lost child. And was just like, I'll help out that guy, that little man.
He's like, wow, that...
Hey, buddy, what you doing? Good. I'm going to do a podcast. Okay.
Why do I sound like that?
I don't know, mate. I don't make the rules.
Your face looks so creepy and pedophile-y right now.
Hello, mate.
You're like really into this little kid that you're talking to.
I think it's the eyebrows. His eyebrows are too like...
No, it's
okay,
let's not make this about me.
It's the glint in his eye.
We're not going to make this about me. This is not about me.
I proffer... the objection, sir, that this is not a trivial crime.
I proffer the counterpoint to that objection is that we should dispense with this technicality bullshit for series 2 because it makes the podcast less good.
But also, Sebastian is a lawyer, as a real lawyer, is perfectly within his rights to cross-examine you in this way. And I offered for you to cross-examine him,
but you
just went, no, I think it's really good, actually. If you were a lawyer...
Dumbass.
I am defending myself against his cross-examination.
Yeah, but like you had the opportunity to smear shit on him.
What does that have to do with anything?
Sebastian's you can't reverse cross examine yourself.
I just did.
I think
terrorists
sue me.
Look, I there's also that silver lining is an interesting one because like you know you're now able to sort of go on question time and say you've been racially profiled. Like. It's a privilege.
Politics.
I wish
that guy did you a favor, it sounds like.
Exactly. This is the difficulty that I have in terms of trying to put out anything creative, is that I've got no platform.
You've got no oppression to channel into your art.
Exactly.
I
tried to write songs a couple of years back. What am I going to do that on? Right. Nothing bad has happened to me in my life. What, I forgot the code to the yacht club once? Minus points, by the way, for Ragu, which I've noted down here. Minus points for quoting Martin Luther King on this podcast.
What did he quote?
He said, it's about the color of your... It's not about the color of your skin, but the content of your heart. Read a book.
You were taking notes. You missed the joke, which was that I'm a garbage human being.
Yeah, but like even...
You were taking notes. You missed the joke.
Yeah. Listen, just don't bring like Martin Luther King into this, all right? Not again.
Cool. Great. I'd like to hear some punishment.
So, for the crime of treating me like a lying baby, I condemn Miss Frache to the following impossible thing, but it's possible because I'm saying it is. So every time she has a problem with someone and has to sit down and sort of have a nice, normal adult conversation about her feelings and their feelings and, you know, figure it out, I want the person sitting opposite her to just every response be goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga, so that she understands what it's like to be treated like a baby for the rest of her life.
Okay, so immediately I'm picturing her going to a couples counseling when they're in the middle of a divorce. She says to the therapist, she goes, every time I speak to him, he just goes goo goo gaga, and the therapist goes, goo goo
goo goo gaga,
gaga? Goo goo gaga.
This is a genuinely psychotic punishment. Like, can you imagine? She would break in like 3 months.
No, that is the point of this podcast.
It is psychosis.
Figuring out how to psychically break people.
Oh my God.
Ragu.
I mean, so this guy was overzealous, right? It's his zealotry that I object to. Mm. So, given that you have to be a fairly confident person to like be overzealous.
Thank you.
What I want to happen to him is for him to shit himself in public, so that his confidence is completely destroyed and he can never show his face to anybody without feeling deep and extreme shame.
Where? How again. Public? How public?
Like, incredibly public with, like, friends and family around.
Like, so outside at a family reunion?
Yeah, but more public than that. Like, at a family reunion in, like, a public park.
On a big screen. And
what consistency? Like, really wet diarrhea?
Like, his trousers turned brown.
Wow.
Wow. What colour were they before?
White.
Wow. Wow.
Obviously
so
white.
This racist has bad dress tents. That's really the worst thing that he's done today.
That's a trivial crime.
It is crazy that that happened, like, now. I was wondering why you were late. I was thinking it was for much worse reasons.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I thought all that stuff was over. I thought, like, the war on terror was over.
I mean, this podcast is not helping.
No.
This podcast is a war on terror.
That's enough, Counselor Taliban.
If anything, new units of ISIS are going to start springing up in response.
Oh dear. Okay, good. Excellent.
We should probably stop talking about ISIS and terrorists so much because the government will track us
fucking
down.
Bring them on.
Hey, more listeners.
Wherever you can get them.
I have deliberated.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was it. It's probably going to be more coherent than what I'm going to say now. I am annoyingly convinced by Councillor Hendra's argument
that this... You guys are such nerds.
That this is a trivial... This is not a trivial crime. Because it's like... there's God. No... Unfortunately, as shit as it is, and I mean this as an insult, there's no humour to what you said today. Because it's kind of just depressing.
Yeah.
Again, I'm struggling. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place because obviously every story you've ever told on this podcast, you have been the worst criminal in that story. And this is stretching back, you know, throughout childhood, which is a good thing because now I don't I realize that you haven't become
the person you are. Yeah, it's always been
this way. You've
always been
someone who bites people.
As Lady Gaga says, I was born this way.
Do I reward a child for biting?
Thank you.
Or do I reward someone for having racism directed towards them?
The decision is clear.
It's very clear.
But then I'd be pitying you with a victory, Ragu.
No.
I would.
No.
I would.
No.
I know I would, because I'm thinking it. I'm doing this out of pity.
No, what you're doing is you're giving it to him because you don't want him to win 3 in a row.
You should have known not to...
I thought we were past this.
You should have known about his straight white male guilt.
I still don't know where I'm at. I haven't really thought about this. Does it matter?
Nothing gets better.
We've broken Jack.
Yeah, you have. Fuck it, yeah. Bash, you win.
Oh, sick. Fuck it, man. 3 in a row, so close.
If I didn't win for the Miss Frache story, which I've been... I carry that story around with me, like, everywhere.
Oh, can I say...
20 years.
Can I say...
What? No, I won. You can't take anything back.
I'm just going to say, I'm going to qualify it. My personal preference with regards to stories are the ones which are held decades previously.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I knew that about you, and I specifically...
Although I feel so bad about giving it to you.
Yeah. No. But you did the right thing.
thank you very much for listening, dear, dear listener. A few things we could ask for you. Firstly, as ever, if you could tell your friends about this, we're really at the stage where word of mouth is a super important thing for us at the moment. So if you could tell anyone, your housemates, your friends, we would be extremely grateful. If you ever want to send in a story, just like Kathy did at the start of this series, please send it in to butterfliespodcast@gmail.com. Please follow us on Twitter @butterfliespod. And definitely please follow us on our fantastic Instagram page, butterfliespod. We also have a Patreon page. If you want to be dumb enough to give us money for that, then fucking do it. Search us, Butterflies on the Wheel, at Patreon.
I just want to say again that I am in love with Ewan. I'll see you soon.
This one's for you, Ewan.
This one's for you.